know if they, what did they manage to do with it.
Okay, and what were those places you named again? The cabin.
Yeah.
No, what, where's that and all that?
The cabin is located at the, near the old courthouse, on the old courthouse grounds, the red brick building.
Yeah.
And then there's the John F. Kennedy's assassination site.
Yeah.
And there's the Millimore House.
Yeah.
And the homes in the Mungo, old Mungo place area. There's the Bunny and Clyde grave site.
And where are they, you think?
I think they're in Eau Claire.
Uh-huh.
And there's the a Jewish cemetery that they're trying to preserve. They are preserving.
Oh, really? Where's that?
Well, there's one over in South Dallas.
Uh-huh.
And there's one on a black Oakland, on Oakland Avenue.
A black cemetery?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
A real old one, is it?
Yeah. Like? We have some family there ourselves. I've got to put that in.
Oh, yeah.
I'm black. then there's the one that's in Pleasant Grove Cemetery.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, you know, they are trying to preserve the, there's the Wax Museum here in Dallas. Would that be sufficient?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Wax Museum, Hall of State, and, of course, there's the State Fair Music Hall.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what about the convention hall downtown Dallas?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about parks? Are there any parks that are particularly interesting for any reason?
The only one that really comes to my mind that sticks there is, I don't know why, but I think it's pretty old, and that would be Revachon Park.
Where's that?
Which is in North Dallas. Well, I don't know if they call it North Dallas now, but that's what it was when I was small.
Uh-huh. What's interesting about this park?
Well, I remember that they used to have a well or a hydrant at one time that had, I don't know if it would be called artesian water or... We called it gear well water. Now I don't know what that means, but I remember my parents would go there and they would take jugs and get water there.
Uh-huh. Would it just come up out of the ground? Is that what?
Yeah, I think they finally made it in to put a faucet there.
Uh-huh.
You know, where people could get this water.
Uh-huh.
And
the parks like that have any names that outsiders might not recognize, or they just have the official name, that's what everybody calls.
Well, Revachon is, as long as I can remember, was Revachon.
Uh-huh.
One of the black parks that was very, well, was the only park that the Negro had in the 30s, 40s, 50s. It was called Wahoo Park, which was a lovely place for, we thought, and of course it's no more. They closed it. They filled the lake up. And they had the little clubhouse there. And it has now been turned into a community center
uh-huh.
for the young people.
Uh-huh.
But that one,